Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
12 days into what's been billed as the biggest great white shark expedition in U.S. history, the crew of the vessel O-Search snagged its first great white shark off the coast of Chatham today. Joining us on the phone from the vessel is Dr. Greg Scommel. He's the state's shark expert from the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Debbie.
Well, how big was it?
Well, she came in at just shy of 13 feet long and what we estimated to be around 1,400 pounds.
And that's not a fishing story, right? That's the truth, Greg.
No, yeah, that's the truth. We're a bunch of scientists, so we make sure of it.
Now, I understand you use a huge forklift to get this shark out of the water and onto the ship. How did everything go once you got the shark on board?
Remarkably smooth, but, you know, it helps we're working with a professional crew here on the O-Search. So, once we were able to get the shark out of the water, everything is choreographed beforehand so that we have a scientific team of 5 or 6 people working on the shark, getting as much as we possibly can in the 15 minutes that she is on board with us.
Okay, so basically you test her, you tag her, you do all of this in 15 minutes, you make sure she's healthy. Did anything stand out?
No, I mean, and based on what we can see, she's an immature female. Her name is now Betsy, and we were able to get blood from her. Looking at the blood, our initial readings indicate she wasn't severely stressed by the whole event, which is always good. We'll now take blood back to the lab and look at various components relative to contaminants and reproductive hormones. We've got muscle tissue as well. We've got 3 kinds of tags on her, so we'll be able to monitor her movements, and so will the general public by watching us at the Shark Tracker website.
Mm-hmm. So how long will you monitor her?
The tag that will allow for real-time transmission to a satellite lasts for anywhere between 3 to 5 years. So we'll really have a good look at her over a long period of time.
Now, you said she's an immature female. What does that mean?
That means that she is not capable of reproducing yet. So probably in a few more years, she'll be large enough to be mature.
So how old then would she be?
Most likely, at this stage, we think she's probably in her late teens, if not early 20s, and won't mature until she's in her mid-20s. Hmm.
Now, you know, there's certainly a ton of curiosity about great white sharks. What's the purpose of all of this research? What are you trying to learn from the sharks?
Well, we are a little bit behind here in the Atlantic Ocean in terms of studying this species. A lot of great work has been done in the Pacific and Indian Oceans, but not until recently have had the opportunity to study this species here in the Atlantic. And so we know virtually nothing about them in terms of their ecology, their behavior, their natural history, their physiology. And now we have this unique opportunity to learn something about these animals. And the more we know about them, the better position we're in to conserve the population of white sharks here in the Atlantic and to educate the public about sharks in general and to provide important information to folks who are trying to manage our local beaches here on Cape Cod so they can put policies in place that are consistent with the biology of the species.
Hmm. Was Betsy aggressive at all when you captured her today?
It's remarkable that these animals are not as aggressive as Hollywood would like you to believe. They're quite docile, and particularly when you get them up onto the lift and you irrigate their gills with water, fresh water coming from the ocean, they're quite calm indeed, and it gives us a great opportunity to work on them.
Hmm. Now, we've heard about so many shark sightings. I mean, many this year up around Horseneck Beach in Massachusetts, places where we typically don't hear about this. So why do you think it took you 12 days to tag a shark like Betsy?
I think when we look at shark sightings in general, it's important to realize that they may not necessarily be sharks. And also, just because you can see a shark doesn't mean necessarily you can catch one. So there's a lot that goes into the whole process. There's no predictability, in essence, when it comes to these animals. So being able to go out and actually capture one is a whole different story.
Hmm. Now, you had said at the beginning you wanted to get 8 to 20 great white sharks to tag by the end of this month.
I'm content with one shark at a time, and that's been my objective all along. Every shark we tag, we learn a lot from. So we've got one down, and if we tag one more, that would be great. I'm doing it one step at a time.
All right. Well, Greg, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Greg Skomels, a senior marine fisheries biologist for the state of Massachusetts. WBUR was on board the O-Search vessel last week as researchers were looking for great whites to tag. You can see our story about that at our website, WBUR.org.